Welcome to episode 6 of the Women of the Expanse podcast. I am your host, Dee Dee Jenning, one half of the Black Girl Squee podcast. Tribes is the name of season 5, episode 6 of The Expanse. This episode didn't give us enough Bobby Draper or Christian Avasarala, and got way too much Amos. Hopefully we get back on track next week. That said, here's what the women of the Expanse got up to in episode 6 called Tribes. Christian Avasarala. Christian is watching scans of NYC, probably the UN scanning for signs of life in the area. She is clearly distraught. Her necklace is off, her mascara is running ever so slightly. This is the most disheveled you'll ever see Christian. She tries to call Arjun one more time before she's interrupted by a man named David Pastor. He's the former Minister of Transportation, who is next in line of succession to be Secretary General after Nancy Gao's passing. During the excruciating small talk they have before Pastor gets to his point, we learn that Christian's daughter, Ashanti, and her children are safe and on their way to Luna. Arjun has still not been found. Pastor vows to pull whatever strings he has to in order to find Christian's husband. Then he admits why he came to Avasarala's office. He's still green when it comes to politics, which is why he's here to ask Christian to be part of his provisional cabinet. She agrees, and Pastor stumbles out of her offices. He's still not used to walking in mag boots. Christian takes a moment to get herself together, putting her jewelry back on, wiping her tears away, and taking a breath before joining Pastor and the rest of the cabinet. Will Christian take power from Pastor, who does not want to wield it? Or will her despair over not knowing where Arjun is cause her to leave politics? Or will she keep a toe in politics while making more time for her family? Clarissa Mao. Clarissa has walked to a refugee camp with Amos. Her body is cycling through the last of the mod blockers, but she doesn't want to go to the aid station. She still thinks that she'll be taken back to the penitentiary, even though she just saw it destroyed. She doesn't want to get shot either, so she agrees to go to Baltimore with Amos, cutting through the conservancy zone. On the way, they find a house and try to barter rifles, for a water recycler. But the owner of the house tries to kill Amos, so Clarissa activates her mod and kills the owner. They camp out in the house, and she tells Amos about her prison poetry class and the new mantra she wrote for herself. I have killed, but I am not a killer, because a killer is a monster, and monsters aren't afraid. Book readers are very familiar with Clarissa's poem. Clarissa questions the decision to kill the homeowner, even though it netted them food, warmth, weapons, and transportation. Amos seems to think that the ends justify the means, which shows how he and Clarissa are different. That tells him he's lost touch and needs to get back to his crew. Monica Stewart. Monica demands a ride on the Rocinante. She wants to write a new story on whatever they find on the Zemea, since they only got a look at the flight plan on Sakai's hand terminal because of Monica's optical mod. Plus, she's been kidnapped recently, and she isn't sure who else on Tycho Station might want to take her. Holden gives her guest access to the Rosie and tells her to get her vac suit ready. Bobby Draper. Bobby's in the Razorback, currently floating in space after narrowly evading the Free Navy people who are buying Martian stealth tech. Some of the folks on the other ship try to board the Razorback, but Bobby fights them off in her power armor. Naomi Nagata. Naomi is almost spaced for telling Holden that the Rossi had been sabotaged with code from the Augustin Gamara. Sin refuses a direct order from Marco to space Naomi, and Philip says that if given the choice, he would spare his mother's life. Marco doesn't want to fight Sin for fear of losing, so he decides to agree with his son. Besides, he has more important things to do. Philip confronts Naomi in her cell on the pillow. He tells her that she deserves to die for what she did. She infers from this that her people are all right. She tells Philip that the only thing she can do to help him is to kill Marco, even if that was the last thing she ever did. Philip starts spouting all the pro-Marco propaganda he can think of, and Naomi cuts him off. He's made you a murderer. She tells him he hasn't felt the price for ending millions of lives yet, but he will. She tells Philip that she knows Marco would never die for his son, but he would let Philip die for him. Naomi also tells Philip about her time on the Behemoth after he meets Kamina Drummer and she mentions it. Kamina Drummer. Drummer's ship is ambushed by the Free Navy, who jam her comms and welcome her to dock. Her weapons are taken once she boards the Pella. She and Oksana figure out that Marco has consolidated some fringe factions of the OPA like Black Sky and Golden Bow. Bow. Golden Bow. Guaranteeing that at least half of the Belters will support him. Kamina confronts Marco about the war he started and the people he's killed, like Clace Ashford and Fred Johnson. Kamina's spouses want to talk about food. Earth is the only source for live soil and complex biologicals needed to grow food. Marco has a contact that worked on the Ganymede Agdomes. Unfortunately, his name is not Prax, who says that the belt will match the agricultural production levels of Earth in 10 years. That's after enduring some thin years at first. He invites Drummer to join the Free Navy. She's not given much of a choice. It's either join Marco or die in his war. Kamina does get a glimpse of Naomi's son, Philip, before she goes to deliberate with her crew. Afterward, Serge joins the Pella as tribute. Coral joins Drummer's fleet. Philip lets it slip that Naomi is on the Pella before Kamina goes back to her own ship. Coral. Coral tells Marco that if he really wanted Naomi spaced, he should have asked her. It's true. And that's how you know Marco ain't really about that life. She goes on to Drummer's ship in exchange for Serge moving to the Pella. I wonder if she will confirm that Naomi's being kept prisoner on the Pella just to see Kamina squirm. Wait till she finds out how Drummer's crew gets down. That's all I have for the fourth episode of the Women of the Expanse podcast. If you'd like to comment, you can contact Black Girl Squee on Twitter or email blackgirlsquee@gmail.com and put Women of the Expanse in the subject line. You can also find this and all episodes on blackgirlsquee.simplecast.com. Thanks for listening!